Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Today, I want to talk about being anchored in Christ. God wants us to be a people who are anchored. When we look around the world, people try to anchor themselves in how much money they have, their possessions, their job, and all these things, not that they're bad within themselves, but they're things that can easily end tomorrow. The banks could be empty. Our houses can burn up. All of our possessions can be gone in a moment. But what can we anchor ourselves in that we can trust will never fail? It's in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his kingdom. And so Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 says this, I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong. In other words, those who are successful truly in the kingdom of God, those who really make it through this life in the power of God, it's not about how fast you are or how swift or how strong that you are. It's about how much you are anchored in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been on a fishing boat a time or two. I've been on some small boats and I've been on some larger boats. And one thing that I've always found in common is that usually when the boat is stopped and going to kind of hang in a spot for a while, it drops its anchor and the anchor holds the boat in place. But one thing I did notice is that every time a boat drops its anchor, it's never doing it as it's going. It's never doing it as the throttle is up and the boat is moving. But what I always realize is that the boat first stops and then drops the anchor. What is God saying with that? He's saying the race is not given to the swift or the strong. We look at life today, and every bit of marketing, every bit of our culture says to run, go after the next best thing. Don't stop. Don't kind of meditate or even think about what you already have and already what you've accomplished, but go to the next thing. Don't enjoy yourself. Get more money. The money that you have is not enough. Or the phone that you have, I know it's up to date, but there's one coming out next month. Get ready. Keep going. And really, this life is a race. I know that God doesn't want us to necessarily sit still, especially in our relationship with him. But I wonder if we ever miss being able to anchor ourselves in the things that God has placed within our hearts and that he may even be speaking right now. So if we could stop for a moment, and I want you to think for a minute, what has been maybe something God has told you? God has promised a verse, a scripture, a vision, something that God has given you that you know was special, that you can sort of really point your finger on and say, this was God, and God has really, you know, done something there in an experience or through a word or through a preaching, whatever it may be. But how often are we just quickly looking for the next thing, as though God is just the product, or as though God is like the rest of the world, where we just continually need to be running and trying to get more and more and more, rather than stopping for a moment to anchor and to think about something God gave you? Maybe God gave you something to repent of, and you've really dealt with that thing, and really there's been a breakthrough for you. But yet, do you stop and say, how did I even get there? How did I even get so far from God? Or how did I miss that? So that you can be anchored to never do it again. Or maybe God has given you some hopeful promise, or maybe a word. Maybe he gave you a verse that just kind of hopped off the pages, or somebody spoke a word to you, and it really just has done something within you. Have you stopped to really just chew on it? And not that God doesn't do anything in the moment, but the importance I want to remind us of is to be anchored, not to just run for the next answer. I mean, there's a million answers you're probably looking for a lot of things in life, but what are the answers that you do know? And if we can't answer that question, it's probably a good time to stop and say, what answers has God given me already? Well, he's answered and said, walk in my righteousness, walk in holiness. He's already spoken some things to us where if we just stop, literally stop, because the race is not given to the swift or the strong, the ones that are constantly going and nonstop looking for this and going after that, but it is given to those slow and steady, anchoring themselves in what God has given. Even stopping to just say, thank you, Father. I remember how I was 2 weeks ago. I remember how I was a year ago. Father, I know that there's more, but I need to stop and say thank you. And so the whole point today is that God wants us to be an anchored people. Now, I don't know if God has spoken a word to you or given you anything. If he hasn't, I pray that today you would plead with God and say, God, speak to me. Jesus, give me a word. Touch me in a new way and allow me to begin to anchor myself. And for others, Maybe God has given you plenty. Maybe God has, right now, as you're thinking, there are verses, there are promises, there are prophetic words, maybe different things that God has laid upon you or experiences that he's given. I encourage you not to just bypass it, not to just look for the next experience. That's all great and important, and God will take us there. I believe it, but only after we stop and we anchor ourselves in that which he's already given. The race is not given to the swift or the strong. I believe the race is given to those who truly examine where they are with the Lord. Those who say, Father, you've given me this. I'm going to chew on this. I'm going to really meditate on how you've spoken to me, what you've delivered me from. I know maybe it's over. Maybe you got me over this mountain. But Father, I want to remember what that mountain is so that I can help somebody else. And so God, I can be anchored and never find myself in that same position ever again. And even if I do face that same battle, God, I can come through with wisdom because I've been anchored in the word and the power of the Lord. And so today, my prayer is that we would all maybe go back to the notebook, the journal, whatever it may be, or just simply stop with God and allow him to anchor us, clear our minds, and begin to ask the Lord to remind you of what he's done, to remind you of what he's already given. Some of you already know, and that's great, but are you anchored? Don't just run to the next thing. Don't just say, God, I need more. I need more. And that's important. We do. But he can't give us more until we learn to appreciate and to take in and be anchored in that which he's already given. And so that is my prayer today for all of us. So hoping that this word blesses you and that we together in this time and season in the world that just seems so unstable, so crazy, a world with so many questions, with very little answers, we do have the answer. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wants to solidify his people. He wants to anchor us as never before. And so hoping that you found this helpful today, I pray that it touches your heart. When you have a chance, I'm hoping that you check out our website, www.unitedfaithchurch.org, to also check out some other podcasts and some articles and a few other helpful things to what we pray would empower our walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. So may God bless you all. And may this be a time that you be anchored like never before in your life. Amen.